OTA has asked for an impeded access because at the moment there is clashes between several armed groups, and this is affecting humanitarian access. So far we have about 4,000 people who have been displaced as a result of this conflict, but in total we do have 18,000 people who were displaced since 21st September 2016. It is important to note that in this whole region there are about 45,000 IDPs in total.
Now, why are these clashes taking place again after having reached a moment of calm?
I think in the Central African Republic we had a moment of calm in this location, but it is important to note that this clash is a follow-up of the clash that took place in Bria on 21st September 2016, where armed groups clashed, and one of the armed groups moved towards the southwest, and the other one is pursuing it. And that is why the fighting is in the middle between Bambari and Bria.
You mentioned there are 45,000 displaced persons in Bambari, in the capital of Waka. That's a quarter of the population. What are the humanitarian needs overall in the region, and what are the consequences of this hindered access?
Bambari is the second largest town in Central African Republic and has a population of 160,000. This is in addition to the 45,000 IDPs that are found in this location. The consequence of the armed conflict in this location means that the town is kind of landlocked, because most of the goods that come into town, they pass through Bria. But since on this axis, the Bambari EP Bria axis, that's where the fighting is taking place, and nobody is able to come to bring new fresh supplies in Bambari. The other thing is important to note is that humanitarian actors are unable to access IDP sites along this axis. There are 10 IDP sites in and around Bambari, and with this fighting, it's quite difficult for humanitarians to access this area. It is important to also note that as much as we talk about humanitarians, their population of this location are quite, you know, exposed to gross violation of human rights. And in certain locations, the population have been denied basic social services. It means they cannot go to the hospital, or children cannot go to schools because schools are closed and, you know, shops are closed. And this is affecting the living conditions of the people in this location.
You must have access and conversations with people on the ground, witness accounts. What are they telling you? What are they going through?
Yeah, people in this country live on what they earn on a daily basis. So whenever there is any lack of access, I think it's quite difficult. It is important to note that there has been fighting, repeated fighting in this location, and the people did not plant the crops in this location. And that means they rely on humanitarian assistance. So if humanitarians cannot be able to move and go out to provide the much-needed assistance to the people, then it becomes very difficult for how they can get this. We are in touch with the UN mission to ensure that, you know, they help to provide area security so that humanitarians can be able to access these locations. But it is worth noting that the UN mission is thinly spread on the ground, and they are involved in active combat with armed elements to protect the civilians, because, you know, this Bambari area has been declared by UN a town without armed groups. So UN mission is ensuring that Bambari remains a town with no armed groups, and this means that the elements that are meant to provide area security for humanitarians to operate are less. And that's why I'm saying that UN is thinly spread on the ground, which is also affecting the humanitarian action in and around this area. We are also talking to the armed groups, and we have informed them the work of humanitarian aid workers, how humanitarians work, the principles that guide humanitarian work and why these principles are very important.